Our final guest, this gentleman, is no stranger to this show. He's no stranger to media because not only is he someone who is an author, he's a musician. We can get into the business side. We can talk about that. I recently learned that he is a cable talk show host as well as he gets around the
trying.
Town. He gets around. You do a fantastic job. That's your parting gift. That, of course,
oh,
is,
wonderful.
This is the Tiny and Sons. This is Tiny and Sons is one of our proud sponsors here, and this is what we've been giving to all of our fine guests.
Excellent.
This evening,
y'all have to do a window on the way out.
You have to either do a window or you have to do the glass cleaner model.
You have to do the model. Yes.
Yeah, you have to hold it like
exactly.
Use Tiny and Sons glass cleaner.
Perfect. New and improved.
As I said at the beginning of the program, when I had mentioned. Mr. Boteri, and we have Andrew Boteri, who is in studio with his book, of course. I have it right here. I have my information in front of me. Author of the book, A Celebration of Life, A Story of Hope, A Miracle, and the Power of Attitude. He's here to talk about the 7th Annual Plymouth Walk, Talk, and Rock to Cure Scleroderma, and that's what his book is about. And June is National Scleroderma Month.
Very good. Yes, yes. June has been designated by actually the our Congress down in Washington, D.C. There are some things that they do right. And it was to declare June National Scleroderma Month. And I really appreciate, Kevin, you give me some time real quickly to promote the 7th Annual Plymouth Stepping Out for a Cure, the Walk, Talk, and Rock, which is coming up on Sunday, June 14th. Registration begins at 10 a.m. The walk actually starts out at about 12 noon, rain or shine, and that'll be held at Nelson Beach in Plymouth. This is a fundraiser like they have many through Massachusetts as well as through the country for a way to raise some research dollars for scleroderma. Just recently, a friend of mine from up in the Stoneham area, Brianna, had to have some stem cell research done to see about her stem cells being able to help to cure a particular blood ailment that she has from the scleroderma. So all this money's go into just research itself. Also recently, over the last couple years, there's been an emphasis on scleroderma for children. So as young as infants are getting this autoimmune disease, which again is has no cause or cure, and in most cases, about 50% of it is a mortality rate to it. So we are really wanting to really come on to promote. If anyone would like to donate to the walk, you can always visit Andrew Boteri, that's B-O-T-I-E-R-I, on Facebook, and you'll see the icon for search for a cure. A logo for a Scleroderma Foundation. Mm-hmm. And we also are always looking for food donations. We've had some great sponsors over the last few years. Kingston House of Pizza, Ernie's Restaurant, Family Pizza from Plymouth, and also the Taunton Farmers Market on Route 44 always donates all types of fruit for the event as well. So again, it's a great cause. It's a great walk. You know, we go up Nelson Street to Court Street through downtown Main Street in Plymouth, down Water Street, back across the Rock and the Mayflower, back to Nelson Beach, where we'll have some food, and also, if my fingers are failing up to it, some live music as well.
And folks know, you're not just somebody who's here to talk about this event, but you're somebody who has persevered through scleroderma, and that's what your book basically is about, is just you persevering. At first, trying to realize what the heck was going on before finally understanding what was afflicting you.
Well, and it's, again, it's a disease that it's within the, as I said, autoimmune disease family, mm-hmm. but it's actually under rheumatoid arthritis. I was misdiagnosed for 9 months with rheumatoid arthritis, as many people are. One of the things that we get quite often is Raynaud's, which is where the circulation to the fingers are reduced. And so especially during the wintertime, you get cold, numb fingertips. They turn purple. They're numb. I have a very good friend of mine in Marshfield, Linda, who has it really bad. I just really got it this past last fall, mainly due from stress from my mother passing. And so they've also found out over the last few years that stress has been known to be a trigger for it, as I think it is for a lot of diseases that people have.
Peter, did you want to ask any questions? I'm sitting here hogging the microphone and not allowing you to kind of...
I just saw you brought in your book, and what made you write that about?
That's a great question, Peter. I actually didn't want to write it. I had written an article in a national magazine within the apartment industry, which I've been in for gosh, since 1988. The article got printed, and all of a sudden I started getting all these emails and letters from people saying, this is incredible. You need to tell your story. I said, no, I don't. They said, yes, you do. You need to write a book. I said, no, I don't. And eventually people just said, you know, this book could probably help other people. And so I took to writing it. It took quite a few years to write it. It was very painful to write it, but I think it was also very helpful and therapeutic in me writing about it. And since then, I've had a lot of people who have read the book, who have not just had scleroderma, but have had some other illnesses like cancer and other types of diseases that have read the book, and it's really helped them see a different perspective on life. Because I really talk about, you know, we all become workaholics at some point, but
we do.
And I was, and I almost died from it. So it's really about, you know, grasping on to other passions that you have in life, taking it easy, you know, really stopping to smell those roses, which, you know, is a cliche that we all say, but not many people do it. And I find myself sometimes getting caught up in the rat race again. Once I see that I'm doing that, I do try to step back. And one of the things that I do is obviously a guest host on the Talk of the Town, which is a PAC TV Wednesday night show. Along with that,
and it's a also, live show.
It's a yeah, it is
you
a live
take
show.
Calls.
Like this,
yeah.
Like this show,
like this show.
Yeah, and,
but people can see you.
But yeah, they can see me.
Yeah,
which radio is much better.
Yeah, it's much better. Peter and I have faces for radio.
Yeah, exactly. Who's some of the co-hosts that you've had on your show?
Well, I've had just recently. I had Mike Landers from Project Arts.
Yeah.
obviously Project Arts.
I saw that show.
Yeah, great. Is getting ready for their summer concert series, the free summer free music on Wednesday nights down in the on the Plymouth waterfront. Again, we're always looking for sponsors to help with that because it is free music. Also, Michelle Pecoraro of the Plymouth 2020, the 400th anniversary.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I have her coming back again this Wednesday night talking about the newly founded Plymouth Bay Cultural District.
Ah.
So we'll be talking about that. And then also the first Saturday of every month through the summer in Plymouth is now called First Saturday, where all the merchants are open and we have live music on the streets in on Main Street in Plymouth. And I tell you, it's Plymouth's an exciting place to be as we start to gear up, especially towards the 400th anniversary.
Let's remind folks again, this event coming up on June 14th, rain or shine.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Kicking off at 10 a.m. Any tips that you want to give the folks who either want to get involved, if maybe they want to raise money, maybe they want to get sponsors? Is it too late to do any of that?
No, it isn't. You can actually, again, if you wanted to email me, you can always email me at Andrew, excuse me, at TotalPeak, P-E-A-K, performance.com. It's easier than trying to spell my name on the phone, on the radio. But again, Andrew at TotalPeakPerformance.com. If you'd like to be a sponsor, or actually, we're always looking for walkers. We're looking for volunteers. And or you can always reach me at 508-747-9883. But again, it's a worthy cause, and I just really ask people to come on out, because if you know of anyone who's had this disease, it is debilitating, and as I have found from some of my friends who have passed from it, because the disease just takes control over their body, and basically their body just shuts down.
What do you have in the works in regards to scleroderma, maybe? I know I asked you this last time. Are you doing maybe a second version of the book? Are we looking at maybe doing something else in regards to scleroderma?
Well, I've actually just hired a PR firm. So starting in June, I'm going to be doing some radio interviews on in the top 10 markets around the country. I think we got some settled up for Texas, Southern California. And so I'm kind of excited about that. And then the next step after that will actually be, hopefully, knock on wood, if those radio interviews go well, we'll be looking to put together some afternoon TV programs, talk shows, and different health and fitness shows that I might be able to get onto, again, to talk about the disease as well. So kind of exciting stuff.
Do you feel that this disease lacks a voice or somebody to kind of get the awareness out there? And do you feel, are you hoping to be that person?
Well, I think some of the celebrities that who have come out recently, Queen Latifah's mother is afflicted with it. Barry Sanders, the Hall of Fame running back for
Detroit
the
Lions, right?
Lions. His sister has it. Of course, George Costanza, Jason Alexander's sister Karen has it. And then also who really started this was Bob Saget, whose sister passed away from it.
Right.
So, you know, it's interesting, again, as I think I mentioned last time I was here, you know, with ALS, it only affects 25,000 to 30,000 people, where scleroderma affects 250,000 to 300,000 people. So hopefully between the efforts of all these walks and fundraisers, as well as, you know, some of these national celebrities getting more of a voice, that maybe eventually this can be up there with ALS and some of the other popular diseases, like, even though that's probably a bad word for popular disease, but you know what I mean.
Website, do we have a website as far as the folks want to get involved with the walk or get involved with scleroderma?
Yes, there is www.scleroderma, scleroderma.org/ Stepping Out Plymouth. Again, scleroderma.org/ Stepping Out Plymouth. You can go on there and you can either just donate directly, or if you look for Boteri's Brigade, you can...
Oh, very nice, I like that.
Yeah, come up with something with, like, kind of catchy, you know? You can also donate my walk again, so that again we can get this thing raised. We had about 200 to 250 people last year as well, and we're looking to raise over 25,000.
There he is, Andrew Boteri. Don't forget to get out and walk on June 14th.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, that's all the time that we have been given. But until next week at 6:15, have yourself a great evening.